I've never preached a Mother's Day message that I was satisfied with. I thought y'all were getting happy in the Lord. I was thinking, man, they have finally got excited. Praise God. But anyway, I've never preached a Mother's Day message that I'm satisfied with. Mamas are just so very, very, very special. And this message will not suffice. But I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Matthew chapter 15, I'm going to begin reading verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. I want you to get the picture. This woman is crying after Jesus. Definitely brokenhearted about her daughter. And Jesus doesn't answer her. And he keeps on walking and she keeps on crying until finally the disciples say, Lord, send her away. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's food and children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for God, what we've seen and heard today. God, what we felt as we felt thy spirit, God, move in our hearts time and time and time again. Oh God, how we thank you today for mothers. God, we can't say enough. We can't do enough to honor them. And yet, God, they are a gift from our loving Heavenly Father. God, we ask you today as we look at this scripture of an event that happened long ago, that God, you'll bring it fresh in our minds and in our memories. God, thy Holy Spirit will use it to touch. God, Lord, to make us see and understand. Father, there be one here today that's lost or one that's following afar off. Oh God, I pray today that God, they'll be drawn unto thee. Lord, you have your way. Glorify thy son. Save that soul that's lost. And God, we pray that you'll just reach out to every Christian and draw us near to thee. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus, now get this, Jesus left Israel. We don't know why. Maybe it was because he was tired, beloved, of the countless attacks by the religious leaders. Or maybe, beloved, it was for some other reason. But I tend to believe it was because, beloved, there was a woman, a mother, that needed his help. He left Israel and he went to Tyre and Sidon. Whatever the reason was, beloved, he went to a place, now follow me, that was cursed. It had been cursed of God, beloved, in the Old Testament. Beloved, he went to the coast of Tyre and Sidon, a place of Gentiles. And while he was there, he was approached, beloved, by a Canaanite woman. Beloved, that woman in that place, listen to me, she represented all that God had cursed. Because God had cursed the Canaanites and God had cursed that place. Yet that woman, beloved, had a great need. You see, she was a mother. And as a mother, beloved, she had a need that pressed her sore for her daughter. Isn't it amazing how mothers hurt for their children? Amen? And yet they do. Beloved, her daughter was vexed by a devil. Now I want you to understand, wasn't possessed, but was being vexed by a devil. Have you ever been vexed by a devil? Boy, I have. Amen. And you have too, whether you know it or not. This daughter was being vexed, beloved, by a devil. And now listen, beloved, she came looking Jesus on behalf of her child that she loves so much. Oh, listen, beloved, there are many great mothers mentioned in the Bible, but I believe that you are looking here at one of the greatest, if not the greatest, when you look at this woman. As I look at her, beloved, I see motherhood in all of its glory. I see the epitome of what being a true mother really is. So let's look for a moment and let's see what constitutes a great, great mother. The first thing, beloved, I have to notice is this. She had a great love for her child. Beloved, her heart's desire was for the welfare of her child. And I'm not talking about just the child's physical welfare, but her emotional and her spiritual welfare as well. You say, why do you say that, preacher? Her child was vexed with a devil, beloved. And she took the problem to Jesus. And in doing so, she had to sacrifice many, many things. So I don't understand, preacher. It wasn't easy, folks. It wasn't easy what she did. See, she had to put herself up to ridicule. To go to Jesus. Folks, she was of another land. She was pagan. All of her neighbors and all of her friends were pagans, beloved. The whole culture that she lived in was pagan. Don't you think, beloved, she was going to get a hard time from her friends and neighbors when she went to Jesus? Don't you think, beloved, that she was going to be criticized? That she was going to be ostracized? That she was going to be laughed at and mocked and made fun of? Oh, you better believe she was. Every hand would be against her from then on. From then on. But, beloved, she dared to go to a Jew. She dared to go to Jesus. She knew what it would mean if she went to Christ. She knew, beloved, she'd be an outcast from her world. But, beloved, she knew she'd be sacrificing her comforts and her standing and her reputation and her friendships, everything, beloved, if she went to Jesus. Oh, but she looked at her daughter. And with a mother's love, she said, I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I don't care what I have to endure. I don't care what I have to sacrifice. I don't care if they laugh me to scorn. I don't care. I've sacrificed my life for my daughter. For my daughter. For my child. That's a mother, folks. Amen. That's a mother. Oh, for mothers like that who are willing to sacrifice all for their children. We live in a cursed place. God's curse is put upon this earth. It was put upon it when Adam and Eve failed, beloved. That's why we have sickness and sorrow and storms and troubles and trials and hurt and pain and death. But beloved, if we dare to approach Jesus in this world, even many times to just mention His name, this world comes down on us. It will attack you. It will smear you. It will ridicule you. It will mock you for simply, beloved, bearing His name, Christian. Oh, listen. There's a cost involved, beloved, when you pick up that cross. In fact, Jesus told us to count the cost. There's a cost involved. When you, beloved, accept Christ and receive Christ. And I believe if Jesus tarries, beloved, the time will come, if He tarries, and you may lose your job. Your business, because you bear the name of Jesus. You know, some have already done that. Think about one, and I shouldn't even get into this. I think it was in Washington State, Christian business. It was a bakery, and they were good Christian people. Until one day, a homosexual couple came in and wanted a cake. And they said, we can't do that. Our faith won't let us be a part of what the Bible teaches against. Amen. And you know, beloved, they lost their business. They lost their... If Jesus tarries, you may lose your job. You may lose your business. Maybe even the day might come, I pray it doesn't, when you may even lose your life as others all over the world are today. But look, beloved, at your children, mother. Look at your children, father. They're being vexed by devils. Their physical and emotional and spiritual welfare is at stake. Do you love them enough to sacrifice all and take them to Jesus? And to take them to Jesus. This mother did. Oh, what a mother she was. Not only that, but she sacrificed her gods. Her gods. Beloved, as a Canaanite, she had been brought up to worship many gods. The Canaanite gods. Oh, listen, she had been rehearsed in their false doctrine from a little child. Beloved, she had been taught their lies. She had bowed before their images. But when she took that step of faith towards Christ, folks, she turned her back on all those false gods. On all those false gods. All that she had worshipped, all that she had been taught, came falling down as she knelt at the feet of Jesus. She sacrificed her false gods for Christ. Why? Why? Why did she do that? Because she needed something real. Amen. Boy, I ought to be getting amens on that. She needed something real, beloved. Something that was true, that would truly help her. Beloved, listen, you can search this world over. And you will find only one real thing. And that's Jesus. Everything else is temporal. Everything else is nothing. Everything else is passing. Everything else will not suffice. It will not satisfy. It will not endure. It will not help. Oh, beloved, but what He gives is everlasting. Amen. It's everlasting. She didn't need religion. Religion couldn't help her. She didn't need rituals. Rituals couldn't help, beloved. Listen, couldn't make her child whole. She didn't need man-made philosophies, beloved. They are empty and nothing. She needed the real God, beloved. The real power, listen. The real answers.
Amen.
So she turned from the lies to the truth.
Amen.
To the truth. She turned from man-made gods to the real God. For her daughter's sake, she sacrificed her gods. What a mother. What a mother she was. I look at this world, beloved. I look at a world that is inundated with false gods. I mean, beloved, there are gods of money out there and gods of politics and gods of science and gods of pleasure and gods of sports and gods of drugs and gods of popularity. And so many mothers and fathers bowing to them. Bowing to them. While their children being vexed with devils. Look at our young people today. Suicide is rampant.
Amen.
Drugs are rampant. Among our young people, beloved, teen pregnancy is at an all-time high. Oh, listen, our children are being vexed by devils and we keep bowing to these false gods.
Amen.
Our children are suffering and dying. But they won't give up their gods. They'll never, never, never. What kind of mothers are they? What kind of fathers are they? Don't you see, beloved, what those false gods are doing to their children? Oh, God bless that mama. God bless that mama who says enough. Enough. I don't care what the school systems teach. I don't care what the politicians say. I don't care what the scientists claim. I don't care what the media glorifies. I give them all up. I give them up. All these false gods. I give them up to go to Jesus.
Amen.
To go to Jesus. Secondly, brother, I don't know if you're the only one in the house that knows how to say amen, right? You're the only one I'm hearing, but I appreciate it. God bless you.
Amen.
She understood. Secondly, beloved, this is a woman with understanding. She understood who and what she was. Now, I'm not going to preach this point because our time is about gone. I'm just going to bring that to you. Folks, there wasn't any false pride in this woman. She understood who and what she was. She came to Jesus with a problem. Her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil, beloved. Now it seemed that Jesus attempted to send her away without being blunt, because he didn't speak. He didn't speak. He didn't answer. But she kept on crying after him. So Jesus, beloved, speaks. And he says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of Israel. And that is true. He had come first to the Jews. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, Jesus said, you don't qualify. You're not a Jew. And to that she said, Lord, help me. So Jesus, beloved, comes down hard. And he says, it is not meet. It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Whoa. Folks, he said, lady, you are a dog. You are low. You are filthy. You are nothing. You are a dog, because that's what dogs were considered in that culture.
Amen.
You'd think that maybe that would run her away, wouldn't you? No, sir. Look at what she said in verse 27. Truth, Lord. Whoa, you get that? Folks, she didn't get angry. She didn't say, well, Lord, I do the best I can. She didn't say, Lord, you've insulted me and stomp away. She recognized that what Jesus said was true. Yes, it's true, Lord. I am a dog. I am low. I am filthy. Filthy in sin. I am nothing. And I deserve nothing. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from our master's table. Listen, she understood she was nothing. That she was nobody, that she was a low down sinner, a dismal beloved nothing. That's why she asked him, not for what she deserved, she asked him for mercy.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on me, she said. In verse 25, she said, Lord, help me. Let me tell you, it is a wise person who understands, beloved, how low we are as sinners. It's a wise mother who asks Jesus for help and for mercy. She didn't ask Jesus, give me what I deserve. She knew better, because she knew she deserved death and hell and destruction. She said, Lord, have mercy on me. She didn't argue, beloved, her good points. Well, Lord, I'm kind to folks, and Lord, I try to do right. She didn't say, Lord, look at my Sunday school pens. Lord, look, I sing in the choir. Lord, I try to help others. I'm a moral person, Lord. She didn't say that. No, she asked for mercy. She knew she didn't deserve anything but hell and destruction. So she pleaded for mercy.
Amen.
And she knew, beloved, she couldn't solve the problem herself. So she asked for help. You know why?
Amen.
You can't solve your problems yourself. But I know a God who can.
Yes,
I know someone who can. There's another thing, beloved, that she understood. She understood who Jesus was. Look at verse 22. She said, oh, Lord. He was Lord. She said, thou son of David. He was king. The promised king. Look at verse 26. She worshiped him, beloved. Who do you worship? He was God. Amen. He was God, beloved. Listen, this woman understood who Jesus was. He wasn't just a carpenter's son. He wasn't just a great teacher. He wasn't just, beloved, a physician. He was God. He was God. He was God. He was God. He was the great I am, the creator of all things, the giver of life. He could help her. But nobody else could or would. He could make her child whole again. Oh, beloved, that every mother, every father understood who Jesus is. Would that every mother would take their child to Him and say, Lord, this is my child that I love more than myself. Lord, please make my child whole.
Amen.
Make him what he should be. The third thing that made the mother, his mother great was a great faith. Listen to what Jesus said in verse 28. Look with me at this verse. Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Why did he say that? Because so much did she believe in him. So much, beloved, did she believe in his power that all she asked for were the crumbs.
Amen.
Were the crumbs.
Amen.
She said, truth, Lord, truth. But Lord, even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She was saying, Lord, I'm not asking for the bread. Just the crumbs will do. You have so much power and you are so great that all I need is the crumbs.
Amen.
Just a little crumbs. That's faith, folks.
Amen.
That's faith. Where did that faith come from? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Now I want you to get this. Jesus, the Bible tells us, is the living Word.
Amen.
This is the written Word. Amen?
Amen?
Beloved, this woman was standing in front of the living Word of God. And brother, that's where the faith came from. And she said, just a crumb, Lord, just a crumb.
Amen.
We can't do that today, can we? Because we don't have Jesus bodily with us. But beloved, we've got the written Word.
Amen.
The written Word. And we can envelop ourselves in His Word. We can expose our children to His Word, beloved, over and over and over and over again. You say, preacher, what good will that do? It will increase your faith. It'll increase your faith until it grows so great that, beloved, you'll know that just the crumb of His love and His power is all that you need.
Amen.
It's all that you need. God honored her faith, and her daughter was made whole. And she was vexed no more by the devil. Love it. It's the Word. It's the Word that will drive the devil from the lives of our children. It's the Word, beloved, that will drive the devil from our lives. You remember when Jesus was in the wilderness and He was tempted of the devil. What did He use to drive Him away? The Word. The Word. Our children today are surrounded. They're surrounded with the devil's philosophies and the devil's literature and the devil's music and the devil's movies and the devil's TV programs and the devil's video games. And the devil, beloved, is vexing them. Don't take my word for it. Look at the statistics. We need to get them under the Word of Almighty God.
Amen.
God bless that mama. God bless that mama that gets down with her baby and reads those children's stories, Bible stories. God bless them.
Amen.
God bless that mama that gets beside her child and says, now let's pray. And they pray. God bless that mama that all through the day, beloved, when they're with that child, they're talking about the Lord and they're They're quoting scripture to that little baby. Because there is a devil that wants to vex your child.
Amen.
And this, beloved, is what will drive them away.
Amen.
What a mother. What a mother she was. A mother with a great love for her child. With a great understanding of what she was and who Jesus was. A mother, beloved, who delivered her child by going to Jesus in faith. In faith. Oh, Mama, don't you want to be a mother like that? Maybe you're here today and you say, Preacher, that's the way my mama is. And you say, you want to just thank God for giving you a great mother who did as this mother. In a moment, we're going to give an invitation. And it's up to you. You can sit there and do nothing. Maybe your mama's gone and you remember that's the kind of mother God gave you. And you just want to come and thank God and praise God. Or maybe you're here and you say, that's the kind of mama I have. And you'll go and slip your hand in mama's hand and say, Mama, come with me. Really, I wish I could do that with my mama.
Amen.
Or maybe you're here and you're a mother and you say, that's the kind of mama I want to be. Maybe you're here today. And you don't know the Lord. And you say, oh, that's the one I need. That's the one I desire in my life. He's the one I've been looking for. And you come to Him and receive Him as Lord and Savior today. We ask you to stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. I really slaughtered this message today because of the time. But it don't matter if the Holy Spirit has done a work in you. That's what matters. And you've been receptive to it. Now as you feel that Holy Spirit call you to come to this altar, we invite you to come for whatever reason as the music plays. Won't you come? Won't you come? Are you grateful? Are you thankful for that mama that God has given to you? Won't you come? Won't you come? Come with these that are coming. There's room, there's room, there's room at the cross for you. Won't you come? Won't you come? Oh, I'm looking on these. I think of the godly mothers that these have had. I mean, precious stones in the crown of God. How blessed we are. How blessed of God that God would give us mothers like He gave to us. How blessed of God. Lamb of God, I come, I come. Lamb of God, I come just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I come. You may be seated, heads bowed, eyes closed. If you have a burden, if you have a need, no matter who you are, no matter what it is, why don't you bring it to Jesus right now? Like this woman did. Why don't you bring it to Him? I wonder, as we close out this invitation, if there's one at this altar in this church. You say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. I don't know that if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. But I want to know. I want to know. It's too important not to know." If you'll just lift your hand, we'll show you how. We'll pray with you. Won't embarrass you. We'll show you how to be saved and to know that heaven is your home. Anyone, anywhere, anyone. Thank God for the moving of His Holy Spirit. For these who have come. I'm going to ask Brother Scott if he would.